Greetings, car enthusiasts, and welcome to Auto Influence, your source for a unique take on current auto news. Today on Auto Influence, we take a moment to appreciate the Lexus RCF. When a hefty portion of your income comes from covering of current auto news, developments, and reveals, it's all too easy to wave goodbye to a portion of every day knowing that it will be dedicated to research. But for those of us with a genuine love of driving, there's joy to be found in some of the conversations we get to have along that way and in our free time. Fueled by the facts that we acquire courtesy of our day job, there's no shortage of territory to cover. Recently, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who has always shared my appreciation for performance vehicles. As we've said more times than not, if it's not fun to drive, what's the point? But our respective preferences in terms of vehicles have always differed. Long before our 2001 selves had sat in a theater divided between a fast 1995 Toyota Supra Mark IV, which was his pick, and a furious 1970 Charger RT, which was mine, he had always favored sleek and sport-styled imports, while I maintained my loyalty to aggressively styled American muscle. The only common ground we ever seemed to find arrived courtesy of certain performance-minded luxury brands. Now, both fathers in our early 40s, we still trade plenty of jabs surrounding STIs and Challengers, but we spend a lot more time talking about makes and models that sit just outside of our respective price ranges. And one of our indisputable favorites of recent years? The Lexus RCF. Now, truth be told, I didn't have much visibility of the original RC, as it wasn't really in my wheelhouse at the time. But that all changed when its juiced-up offspring made its debut at the 2014 NAIAS for the 2015 model year. With its wide, low-slung stance and aggressive contouring, the RCF felt like the perfect blend of sleek import styling and unapologetic stateside attitude. And functional accents found in the aerodynamic and carbon fiber packages only served to enhance that aesthetic, forcing me to reevaluate my lack of enthusiasm for rear spoilers and stabilizer fins, even if the option of a dual-tone carbon fiber hood still turned me off. All in all, it was a hell of a package and a lot of fun for the eyes to take in. And under the hood sat a 5-liter V8 mated to an 8-speed transmission capable of churning out an all-too-capable 467 horsepower and 389 pound-foot of torque. Equipped with a torque vectoring differential, the RCF featured the option of standard slalom or track drive modes, which is the kind of dynamism you look for in a driver's car. The inclusion of Brembo performance brakes and a confident independent suspension only served to enhance its road manners, meaning the RCF was as fun to drive as it was to look at. It's really no surprise that it served as the basis for the GT500 class competitor. And of course, being a Lexus, there was no shortage of luxury to be found in the cabin experience created for the RCF. It stood inarguably as the ideal realization of the kind of car I'd be happy to dish out the coin for if I had that kind of expendable income. Now, for the 2020 model year, the RCF is priced to start around $64,750 MSRP. Boasting an even more aggressive iteration of the styling I'd originally fallen victim to, it also features the most powerful V8 engine that Lexus has offered to date, including new launch control features. As a result, the 472 horse powertrain now offers a 4.2 second sprint to 60 miles an hour, making it more enticing than ever. But it was this year's NAIAS unveiling of the RCF Track Edition, 5 years after the introduction of its game-changing predecessor, that truly served to reignite my love of the RCF. Fine-tuning and 176-pound weight loss drops that 0-60 time to 3.96 seconds, making it about as compelling an offering as I can think of. And as much as I hate to admit it, the package as a whole even makes me appreciate that damn carbon fiber hood and roof aesthetic, especially when the RCF is in the matte nebula gray coloration. Now, I've never been one to base my own opinions on those offered by third-party resources. That said, I had picked up on a major industry publication's light-handed criticism of the RCF, noting that it was, quote, still too heavy to compete with the BMW M4. Now, this ties back to my conversation with my friend as it highlights what counts as a pro in my book and a con in his. While we both appreciate a low stance, he prefers to keep things on the lighter side, while I like to pair my aerodynamics with the momentum and, yes, security of a few extra pounds. That said, it's not a deal breaker for me and only serves to sweeten the pot. So, needless to say, reporting of the RCF's recent lapse at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca were bound to capture my attention. The Central California track measures 2.238 miles in length, with 11 turns built in along the way, and played host to Motor Trend's Shifting Perception and Interactive Experience, which incorporated the use of 9 cameras, both interior and exterior, in order to document the RCF's journey around Laguna. In terms of that journey, some may not think much of 105 mile an hour top speed, but it's the impressive lap time of 1 minute 53 seconds which is impressive, especially when we're talking about a production model. All in all, the RCF offers a performance-refined take on what was already an admirable vision of a driver's car. With best power-to-weight ratio in its class, impeccable drivability, unwavering on-brand luxury, and a daringly off-brand aesthetic, let me say it again for the people in the back, the Lexus RCF, both base and track editions, are easy picks for our list of recent favorites. What do you think of the RCF? We want to know. In the meantime, this has been Auto Influence. As always, thanks for listening.